And Kerry, I'm not a real stat guy because you can take stats any way you want. But Victor Cruz, 3 catches for 21. Hakeem Nicks, 0.
That's
for
a stat.
0. Right. Boy, you guys have got to feel good about the way this whole team played, but specifically your defense today, man. You stepped up against a really good offense.
Yeah, I think it started with the game plan. Dean Pease put together a great game plan. We wanted to mix it up on Eli as best possible, as much as possible. We ended up giving different fronts, different secondary looks, whether we was in cover 2 or cover 1, it didn't matter. They all looked the same from the snap, and he wasn't able to figure it out, and we were able to just go after and get after that guy and make plays.
Did you sometimes look around? You saw 2 Browns out there with you, Shockey and Omar. James Adetabu out there. You had guys that were playing. I saw Paul Kruger drop back in coverage a couple of times. And you always seemed to be matched up with Cruz or someone that was capable of going deep. So it was a next man up mentality today for the secondary, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, we prepare each and every week. We all are professionals, and we know what is expected of us. And there's no we shouldn't have any letdown in our opinions. But you know, injuries are part of the game. We understand that, and I think we took full advantage of the opportunity that was presented today.
Yeah, I bet the only play they got was the long pass. Mm-hmm. It looked like. Were you expecting the safety to be back there on that play?
Yeah, it was a little miscommunication, and he was able to make an adjustment on the ball. I actually lost it in the lights, he was able to come down with the catch. So, you know, it just is what it is. If we take away that play, I guess we didn't give up really too much anything.
No, only 180 yards altogether, and that was, 40 on that
one? That last drive.
That one play. And you took the wide receivers out because the week before for the Ravens, Torrey had one catch and Anquan had one. You saw the offense, they couldn't move the ball. Today, the wide receivers were they were making play after play, but you took their wide receivers out of the game.
Mm-hmm. We understood those guys were big play guys and they could make any catch on the field. But you know, I think we stuck to the game plan. Guys were prepared, and Dean Pease had a great game plan that was put in place, and we just believed in the system, and we didn't want to do anything outside of the confines of the defense, and we were successful.
Kerry, how about the division championship? To me, they're just amazing to celebrate because it's a team. It's not only a team thing, but it's start to finish over a very long season.
Right.
And you beat always a rival when it comes to winning a division title. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh's out of the playoffs. The Ravens, again, are the division champs.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. I just found out that Pittsburgh was out of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah, cry. You know, I think that we went out and did everything that we wanted to do. It was a little chippy in practice this week. We understood the severity of this game. We understood what was at hand. And each man to himself took it upon himself to actually prepare as well as he possibly could. And it just showed out there today. We were a collective unit. We were a cohesive unit. And I think we played the best football of the season.
Yeah, this seems like this is a game you guys really, I hate to say had to win because you're already in the playoffs, but losing 3 in a row and, you know, you had the chance to win a division. If you go to 4 in a row, it's like, oh, man, are we ever going to break this streak? But you did it against the world champions, the defending world champions. So that has to make, you know, your confidence level, you know, at a high point again going into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, man. It's confidence right now is through the roof. defensively, but we got to continue to keep it up, man. We just can't, you know, have these great games and come back down and have these lackluster games, I guess, in a sense. But we just got to continue to stay consistent, continue to work hard, continue to believe in the system, continue to believe in each other, communicate well on the back end, and everything will work out for itself.
Last question before we go. You almost had a pick at the end of the game there.
On
a great play, and then you batted in. Ed almost batted in. It looked like it was volleyball. But great read on your part on that. Great anticipation.
Golly, man. I've been trying to get out of the 4 category for weeks.
And you hate when you got a shot and not get it.
Right, I played
too safe. Many shots, right?
I played too safe on that. And actually, I didn't know where Ed Reed was going to be at. So I just wanted to, you know, if I could knock it down, if I could get my hands on it, then oh well. But that was a situation where I was in between. I didn't know whether I wanted to knock it down or intercept it. And that's why the ball tipped up in the air like that. If it was really me making that assertive decision to knock it down, then it went down on the ground.
Say goodbye with this. After they scored that touchdown late in the first quarter, they went seven drives without scoring another one. So in the meantime, your offense took the cue and dominated the game. Great job. Well
done.
Yeah,
I think the success was just starting fast, man. Everybody
started
fast. 14-0
lead right out of the game.
Right, both sides of the ball, and even on special teams, we did a great job.
All right, Kerry, thank you. Have a great holiday. We'll see you next week at the complex.
Congratulations.
Thank you.